Thursday mornings, we check in with Marianne Combs from NPR News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Jill.
What do we have this morning we're looking at?
Oh, we've got good stuff. First off, Grounded. Grounded is a show. It's a one-woman show taking place over at the Playwright Center, presented by Frank Theater. And it's a story of a hotshot fighter pilot who she ends up with a sort of unexpected pregnancy. So she's grounded because she's got to take care of the kid. So she ends up getting reassigned to a desk job, which happens to be patrolling using drones. She's operating drones remotely in Afghanistan.
Whoa.
While she's in Las Vegas, outside of Las Vegas at this military spot, and she's operating drones in Afghanistan. So it's this becomes this weird sort of contrast of going home to her kid and, you know, the little kid's toys and being a mommy and then going into work. And
when you go into work, you're killing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
This is no paperwork job.
This is not a, yeah. So that, you know, there's a joystick and you're like looking over the scene and it's all about moral responsibility, really contradictory choices. And of course, drones, modern warfare we're looking at here. So really powerful one woman show. It's been getting some great reviews. That's at the Playwright Center. This is the last weekend. Frank Theater production starring Shay Cage.
A 21st century tale, to be sure.
Exactly. Next.
Yeah. Next.
You might have noticed that the weather's taken a sharp turn for the worse in terms of cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very, very cold.
Cold and snow.
Cold and snow, very white out. So why not go to a gallery where they're talking about gardens in art?
Yes. Yes, please.
Instinct Art Gallery in downtown Minneapolis on the Nicollet Mall has a new gallery show called Make Garden. It opens Saturday night. And so it's all these artists are talking about or inspired by gardening and garden making in the gallery show. So you've just got a lot of ecology going on and beautiful colors and what would otherwise be a really white, white world out there.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, organic fun, and it runs through early January, so you've got some winter time to go and sort of, you know, it's like going to the Como Conservatory, think of it that way.
Which
has become a ritual for us for this very reason.
Yes,
but this is going to come in handy once we get through January as well.
Yeah. That's at Instinct Art Gallery in downtown Minneapolis.
Sweet.
Make Garden.
Okay.
And then finally, just for you guys, Beaver Dance.
Would that be the dance of the beaver? So the production is called Beaver Dance.
This is a production with an exclamation point. Beaver Dance, exclamation point.
Say.
This is at Bedlam Lower Town in downtown St. Paul, conveniently located on the Green Line. And here's the storyline. Get this. A lodge of singing, dancing beavers find their idyllic 1804 soon-to-be Minnesota wilderness threatened by Ojibwe, voyageurs, and capitalists who want all the fur off their backs.
Ooh.
Now, disguised as Santa Claus, Karl Marx comes to help. But can the time-traveling political economist organize the beaver resistance in time to save America from the evils of capitalism?
Obviously, he didn't.
Just knowing history.
But we don't know. This might be an alternate universe,
Steve,
and we'll find out.
Ruins the ending right there.
I just have to think that this is an alternate universe where there are singing and dancing
that's
beavers.
That's right. It's true. So we don't know how it's going to
go.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, that's true.
So there's all sorts of stuff going on. And it's going to be quite fun. And it's also a possible dinner theater show. You can go for dinner while you watch the beavers dance.
It's amazing.
I don't know, man.
This
they do recommend 14 years old and up.
I hope so.
Oh, there may be a few jokes.
Comedy jokes in there. There's something that's very Flaming Lips about this as well. There's something that's very absurdist. And the fact that there's like a Santa Claus and it's trippy. And
it's Karl Marx.
It's Karl Marx involved. I love it.
Yeah.
Beaver Dance, exclamation point.
Yes.
And once again, that is at the...
That's at Bedlam Lower Town, downtown St. Paul. And it's, it runs through December 1st.
Check out all the information. You can go to thecurrent.org, and we've got links to the info on all these up there right now. And Marianne Combs, as always, lovely to see you.
Beavers.
Thank you for coming.
There's plenty of time left to check out the beavers.
For the Weekend Arts Roundup, heard every Thursday morning at 8:30 right here on 89.3 The Current. Bye-bye, Marianne.
Bye.